33 minutes past 7, you're with Belinda King this morning. It's certainly all change in the world of media. As you go to pick up your morning at newspapers, you may notice that The Age is now in a snack size or a fun size edition. The weekend broadsheet is going to stay in place for the time being, but on weekdays, it's gone from a broadsheet to a tabloid. And it is just another step towards perhaps getting all of our news online. Or is it? Let's have a chat with Maurice Mizalowski this morning, futurist, and he joins us on ABC Northern Tasmania. Morning, Maurice.
Morning, Belinda.
You know, this is actually a cause for celebration for people in the big cities who do the commute and get stuck next to someone that wants to read The Age or The Sydney Morning Herald, and paper goes everywhere.
Isn't it? It's much easier to hold.
It certainly is. I always used to be quite grateful when someone got on board the train in Melbourne with a Herald Sun rather than The Age.
Well, that's true. But I go back, I lament the days where you don't get ink on your fingers anymore. Remember you used to read the paper and it used to be full of black ink by the time you'd finished?
I know, and then you touch your face and you get a big black smudge over your face and someone goes, just wipe that there.
Yes.
I love it. So we've seen these two Fairfax papers, as of today, move from broadsheet to tabloid.
Oh, not tabloid, compact. Oh, you'll have to have your hand slapped for that.
Oh, really? So that's really the term now, compact.
Oh, yes. Oh, they hate the word. They hate the T word, that's for sure.
This is the compact edition. Just a bit of snobbery coming through.
Oh, absolutely. But they do. I mean, they put out press releases around not using the T word.
Oh, really? Sorry. Oops. I'm sorry, I didn't get that one. I must have missed it. So the new compact edition. I personally like fun size or snack size.
I think that's much better too.
Is this the way we're going though? Have we seen the death of the broadsheet?
I think we have in many ways, but I think that is just the evolution, one of the evolutions along the path to the way that you and I are going to consume information down the road. But the broadsheet does seem to have lost flavour at the moment. It is for the reasons that we've said. It's a difficult paper to hold and to read. We've done it for many, many years, but all of a sudden it's become a difficult thing to do. Tabloid or compact or fun size seems to be the way that most consumers want to have their paper in their hands.
I am very much of the smartphone generation where I'm getting a lot of my info and all my emails coming through on my little even more compact info carrier. Is that really where we're going to be going, and newspapers altogether will turn into online editions?
No, I mean, you're right on both counts that more people are now wanting to receive their information on a digital device. It happens to be a mobile phone, but many people now are using some sort of a tablet. You know, they have an e-reader. So people are choosing the device that they're reading it on, but they are invariably moving across to that kind of instrument. But having said that, the death of the physical newspaper is still a long way off. We will have a physical newspaper for those that prefer it for at least, I'd say, the next 10 years or so.
That's not long in the grand scheme of things.
It isn't, but newspapers haven't been around that long either. They're a couple of hundred years old. Now, I know that sounds like a long time, but in human history, it's not that long. And the newspaper came about because people began to be able to read. We'd gotten past Gutenberg's press, which made it possible, and their literacy rates had increased, and people all of a sudden wanted to find out what was happening in the world, and the newspaper was the cleverest, best way we can do that. So what's happening at the moment is we still want to know about the world, we're still inquisitive, and we have another way that we can get our information in our hands, and that's why digital's become important. But the core of what's happening, which is information transference, is still absolutely one of the base human needs.
Right. Well, when I look at, say, how we operate here, where we're a radio broadcaster, but we're hopping into other platforms as well with online and sharing information through social media, is that the way of all future media, that they're going to be putting their tentacles out into those different platforms?
Yeah, what has happened with newspapers, a lot of news and media that we had in the past, was it was one-way communication. It was us being told something, and there was very little opportunity for more information to be asked or for a conversation to be had. And now with all these new tools that we have the opportunity now to ask more questions, to dig deeper, and importantly for many, to get the news immediately. And that's one of the things that radio's done so well since its inception. And that's not because you and I are on radio, but truly it's one of the only mediums where we got the news immediately, regardless of where it was happening on the planet. And in most radio stations, there was an opportunity to come back for a listener to ask questions, for the conversation to be developed.
And that's certainly infiltrating other media now, as people are able on their smartphones to film an event, snap a photo, send that info through in more ways than just a phone call.
Absolutely. And really what's happened is that many, many people have now become journalists. In fact, everybody considers themselves to be a journalist in some way, because you're right. If you look at the evening news or even the photos that are on radio often, they're a result of somebody pulling out their mobile device and taking a picture or a movie of it. We have lots of information now coming to us as a source from a blog or some online space that's written by somebody who's quote-unquote not a journalist, but somebody who's written something. So we're kind of moving into a realm of who is the person who curates information? What is accurate?
We're going to have to leave it there, Maurice, but I'd love to catch up with you again soon to discuss this further, to dig a bit deeper. But thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you very much. Maurice Misalowski, futurist, with us this morning on ABC Northern Tasmania.